I want to talk to you today from Hebrews chapter 12, very famous scripture that most of us know. It says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every sin that so easily clings and run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising its shame, and is seated at the right hand of God." Now, I want to key in on some imagery that the author is using here. He says that we are surrounded. Now, that Greek word there is, it starts with the word to lie around. Okay, so to lie around us, that there's things that are surrounding us. Then he says, let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Now, the word set before is lying ahead. And this, so you have lying around us and lying ahead of us. The word race is the word agon, which really, it does mean race because we're supposed to be running in this thing. But the idea is of a stadium with a circular track, not a long, long road. And so when it says that there's a cloud of witnesses, it's as if there's a heavenly stadium that we're in. And it's not just that far above in the clouds, there are people looking down on us as we're running this endurance race. Rather, what we have here is a race on a track. And you have to understand the word agon means like a contest. It means a fight. It means something. We get the word agony from this. And it can be even a spectacle. And so the idea is this, that there's this great event. Your life is this great event that the throngs of heaven long to look at, long to be part of, long to cheer you on and to see you persevere. You think of the great chariot race from Ben-Hur. That's the kind of imagery that we have here. And out of this agon, this fight, this thing that has agony involved in it, this struggle, this wrestling match, you must persevere. Perseverance means that you don't give up. It means that you go ahead. Now, here's the interesting thing. We have this race set before or lying ahead of us, this agon, this agony lying ahead of us, and is contrasted with Jesus, who for the joy that was lying ahead of him. And so we have this idea that not only is there a contest, a fight ahead of us. But beyond that, Jesus had his fight and he endured it because there was joy. So you contrast the agony with the joy. And I want you to understand, God doesn't want you just to have a life of agony. He's not just called us to a hard life and then pie in the sky and the sweet by and by. He's calling us to have joy in the endurance, joy in the process, joy in the getting there. For many of you, when you go on holiday, making good time, the battle of the highways is what it's all about. I hate that. To me, going the driving is part of the holiday. We stop at the petrol stations and we go to the restaurant and we enjoy breakfast and we care a little bit. And so out of that, we find ourselves enjoying the race, enjoying the journey, enjoying what's going before us. And I want you to understand this. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. They are cheering us on. There is a joy set before us. In fact, we are looking to Jesus, not just as an example, not just because he's gone before us, but because he is smiling and the joy in his face is what we're going to, even as he saw joy in his father's face, that he was going to that. So I want to pray for you on your journey that you understand agony is actually a great event that God has ordained for you to triumph and have joy. Be filled with God's joy as you run the race with perseverance, as you are involved in the fight, as you are involved in the call and the plan of God for your life, knowing that heaven surrounds you and wants you to win. In Jesus' name, amen.
So that it means.